Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and of course, here with
Joe McGee.
And so we're excited to be continuing from last week's first part of Building a Fire in the Rain.
Whoa. Great title, isn't it?
It was great, and it's from Joe's book, You Don't Find a Great Marriage, You Build One. And it's a book that you've taught in conferences and marriage seminars all around the U.S.
Everywhere.
And it's been tried and true.
It's
been tested. It's been through the fire.
It's pure gold.
And it's made.
But you know, I tell people that, where'd you get the title? I said, well, Jesus didn't find a church. He built a church out of thumb-sucking, hell-bound sinners. And so, well, I can't build my marriage. It's a mess. Well, Jesus started with a bigger mess than that.
Yeah.
He built something. So you build something out of messes. There are no perfect people. There's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect relationship. There's just people that want to grow and build. So you got it made.
Absolutely. And again, we're in part two. So if you missed part one, you need to go back and listen to last week's episode. And just to give a real quick recap of what we talked about, remember what it was like when you fell in love.
Whoa.
Repent and redo what you did at the beginning.
Three powerful words, real simple to remember.
Yeah.
And remember, repent, redo.
We were trying to get through all these points, and we realized there was just no way to do it, so we split this episode up. But the first point was ask yourself how you got to where you are.
Yeah.
Talk about your needs openly with each other.
Do that. Don't do that late at night.
Yeah.
Do that with food on your belly so the blood leaves your brain. It's in your belly so you're not thinking as fast. And stay calm.
Yeah.
Stay calm, because it's not an accusatory session. I'm just trying to share. Hey, I like this. I don't like this.
Yep.
I don't like your meatloaf. Don't cook that anymore.
And that even goes right into the third point that says, don't blame your spouse for the situation.
Whoa. Man, that took too many bullets out of my gun. You can't blame them for anything? Nope.
Nope.
Oh, man, what do I do? Take responsibility for yourself.
Absolutely. And then number four was, both of you make a commitment to fix any intimacy issues.
Yes.
Number five was practice forgiveness in your marriage. And now we're about to jump into the next point that you made. And that was to send each other text messages during the day.
Real good idea. Now, I have to clarify that.
Yeah.
Because you need to understand, all text messages are permanent. You're on a computer somewhere.
Yeah.
So keep it clean.
Yes.
Keep it romantic. Keep it sweet. Keep it funny. But keep it clean, because somewhere somebody can get a hold of that information and print it back 10 years from now.
Yeah.
So just do it a lot. People love getting a text. Oh, somebody texted.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody texted. And so it was my birthday, and I hate stuff like this. But my birthday, and the angel, she's milking every cow in the barn.
Oh,
and so many people were texting me and said, wasn't that a great day? I said, yes, it was. Believe it or not, I don't like that. But it was a great day to have people remember you and comment and say things. And it was a very, very good day. So text one another.
You know?
Don't let some other human be texting you more than you're texting your own spouse.
Yeah.
Don't let your spouse, well, I got 800 texts this month. How many times did you text me? None. That's not good.
Yeah.
I remember we did a marriage seminar one time, and there were about, I forgot how many couples, 125 couples. And it was a cruise, a marriage cruise. So the first night we separated the men and the women, and we asked the men, how many of you men, these are Christian men at a great Christian church up in Michigan, how many men have told your wife in the last week that you love them? 12 hands went up. And the guys, be honest, because God's looking. How many men have told your wife in the last month that you love them? I think 6 more hands went up. Less than 20 hands of 125 had actually said, I love you. You got to tell them.
Yeah.
You got to say it, write it, text it. Hey, I love you.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that's getting redundant. No, it's not. Tell them somebody you love is not redundant. God has 4 angels around the throne that do nothing, cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And they're going to do that for eternity. God made 4 angels that will do nothing but just thumb suck to him for eternity. He likes it. And the Bible says we were made in God's image. So say it as many times as you can.
Yeah.
Text it.
Absolutely, and I think the main point of that is let them know you're thinking about them.
Yes, that's it. Oh, my goodness,
Josh. The whole point is let them know you're thinking about them, and not because, hey, did you remember to take out the trash? Hey, what are you making for dinner?
Yeah.
But no, I'm just thinking about you.
What kind of paycheck you got?
Yeah.
What's happening? No, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, just in the middle of my day, even if, when I'm busy at work, when I'm busy doing whatever I'm doing at the house or around Huge. Town, I'm thinking of you.
That keep and you I, kissing a long time.
Yes, that's going to help build the fire and yep. the rain. And then that brings us to our next point was take care of your health and physical appearance.
Oh, goes deep. The best thing I can tell anybody when I teach the men's, I'm doing a men's retreat this weekend, is I tell them that once a year, get a physical. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be some Charles Atlas kind of beefed up thing, but just get a physical. You know, drink 8 glasses of water a day. Take you a vitamin every day. Just a good one vitamin. Just, you know, just check everything out. And if you go once a year, my dad worked for the great company, big old company, for 40 years, but they gave him a full physical every year, even after retirement. And that made sure, well, a lot of the men had developed cancer because they'd handled asbestos, this big plant. But what they found out, you get that physical once a year, and we need to see something coming. Don't wait till you're buried in something. And some men, they skipped the physical. They wouldn't go, and all of a sudden, they get diagnosed. 3 days later, they're dead. Why? You need to just keep a check on things. I mean, that's yeah. God. Be a steward of your own body.
Yes.
You know, get a scale. Don't be afraid of things. What is this thing going? It's going to lie yeah. to you. It's going to tell you how bad it is. Well, get on that puppy. Well, God, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have me some cheesecake right now. I'm feeling kind of depressed.
Yes.
No, you got to figure out, if you don't face that Goliath, it'll whip you.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned it in the last episode as well, but don't just be laying on the couch in your sweats all the time with your spouse. Actually, Woo. You know, with my wife, I'm the type of person, I could wear the same outfit every day.
I love
That's
that.
Why I loved going to a private school is because I knew I was going to have to wear my polo and my khaki pants, and I didn't every have day, to think about it.
Every day I don't have to think about what I'm putting on.
Yeah, but and that can breed a sense of laziness, so we have to be careful not to do that. And there's actually been times where my wife will look and she'll be like, you should look in the mirror every once in a while.
Yeah, don't do that to me. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, that makes your mind run, but at the same time, I already know that I'm like that. And so it's just a reminder, like, hey, Woo. People notice you're
wearing this. Evidently.
Yeah, absolutely. So just put some effort into it, yeah. is really what it is. And a lot of this is that we're going through is really about being intentional. You got to be intentional.
Yes, and you got to remember, opposites attract. I don't care what you think when you got married. I fell in love. No, you married your 180-degree opposite.
Yeah.
Angel and I have been married 3.5 years. If I take something off my body and it hits the floor, it's going to the wash machine.
Yeah.
If I come back in a room and I've dropped my shorts and my jeans, if I come back, they're gone. What did you do with my shirt? I washed it. I just wore it this morning. I didn't even sweat. I didn't have it on for 40 minutes, and I'm washing it. Don't do that. Well, she does. So you come to my house, there are no dirty clothes anywhere. Why?
Yeah.
That wash machine's a 24-hour machine. Boom, 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 boom. Something's getting washed. I thought, good, now who are you? Because me? I'm like, Josh, I had Angel that first year we married. Did you wear that shirt yesterday?
Yes, I did.
I wore the shirt yesterday and the day before yesterday. I'm wearing it today. Don't mess with this shirt. I got it broken. I like how it feels. No, we're going to wash it. No, you're not. I'm keeping it. So took that shirt off so I can wash it.
Yeah.
No, I'll take it off tonight. And I'll give it to you, but not now. And so we've had to have a working out. But men are different, ladies. So you got to be kind of patient, but don't give in.
Yeah.
You're a gift from God. Tell them straight
you
up.
Are. Absolutely.
Son, you need to change the shirt. Okay. I don't care how clean it is. We need a different look, different color.
We need to change it up. Let's get out of our rut. But and that actually, you know, looking at our next point. Stop complaining. No one is attracted to that.
Whoa.
So when your wife is trying to help you tell you to change that shirt all the time, you should maybe not complain about it all the time because it's not making you more attractive to her.
I had a professor one time at a great university. He got his doctorate. And he would teach on marriage and said, you know, my wife and I, every time the decibel level goes up between us, and this is before God, I've been to the seminar several times. If our decibel level goes up, we just get quiet all of a sudden. We grab each other by the hand and we go off to the bedroom. What are we going to do? We're going to go have sex. I thought you were mad. That's right. We're going to have sex. We're going to stop that right now. We're going to go in here and hug and kiss and love. Just spend time with one another. And so that just shoots that thing right in the foot quick. And so then you get in the habit of realizing, if I yell, I'm going to have to go to the bedroom. I can't yell. I'll have to go to the bedroom.
Yeah.
So it works so many ways.
Yeah. But and one thing too, though, if someone knows every time you open your mouth you're going to be complaining, oh, that just brings the mood down. Mm. It brings the atmosphere down. We were actually never made to be complainers. That's not in our DNA as reborn Christians, as children of God. We're not complainers. In fact, that'll stop us from building this fire that we're trying to build again, and stop us from going forward. So it's important to catch yourself sometimes.
And you need to understand, all affairs start with words.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people have affairs with people uglier than a mud fence. I thought, what were you thinking? They talked nice to me. Mm-hmm. Male and female. What were you thinking? Somebody finally talked nice to me. My spouse yells, cries, complains all the time. I just got tired. Somebody finally talked nice to me. And I fell in love with it. And so, guys, words are powerful.
They're powerful. Absolutely.
Watch the mouth.
Watch what you're saying. And then that brings us to our next point here that says, celebrate little successes together.
Ooh.
It's not always the big event. It's not always the new house. It's not always the new job, but the small
And it may
things.
Not mean anything to you, but it means huge things to your spouse.
Yep.
So you better learn what they like and celebrate that. Well, dear God, that's just... No. Hey, man, that's awesome, sugar. That's awesome. It's awesome, honey. And so celebrate with them.
Yep.
Go get an ice cream.
Yep.
Go for a walk. But celebrate.
This may seem small, but my wife really enjoys getting her nails done.
Mm.
And so when she gets her nails done, she's sending me pictures. And then when I get home, if I don't make a comment about it, she's saying, did you notice my... I'm like, well, yes,
did
I did.
Did you not see the signs on the interstate coming home? Say something.
Say something.
Say something.
And so it may not seem like that's a success, but that's important to
her. It is critical.
Yeah. And it... And husbands, notice when your wife gets her hair cut.
Yes.
That's a small thing to celebrate.
Oh, my goodness, that's huge. Oh, my goodness, that's huge.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then so there's things that happen on a daily basis that may not seem like a big thing to you, but to your spouse it's important. And so it's good for us to recognize that and learn. As you're going through your walk in marriage, what is important to my spouse? It's not always about me.
You need to understand something. Hell's job is to lie. So whatever your spouse has done, they think's nice. Hell's lying to him. Well, that's not as good a haircut as last time. Those nails don't look that good. Mm-hmm. And you need to reinforce that. Honey, that's beautiful. Man, I never seen your hair look so good.
Yeah.
Man, those nails are all... you're not lying, but you need to say it.
Yeah.
You can look at it, man, that's great. Well, then say it. Hey, that really looks great. Get some words behind it.
Yes.
Life and death in the power of the tongue. Say something.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
That's powerful.
Not only speak, but do something. It's in this next point. It says, plan weekends and holidays together. It doesn't have to be expensive, but small outings such as picnics or even going out to eat, just doing something to show. Okay, I'm not... Because if you just talk all the time... People in this world, we're used to good words. We're good. We're used to people telling us things, but they never back it up. Be someone that backs it up and make it a point.
That's a bumper sticker.
Yep,
it's just true. If you don't, you gotta keep dating your spouse.
Yeah,
and it's not the big thing. You don't need a $500 meal. Whatever, you can go out and get you a $2 burger and just sit down and talk over old times. Or just hey, what have you been thinking about lately? Hey, what's your greatest dream? What do you want to see happen? And people, when they sit down, like they'll open up. And you think, I never knew that about you. And, and I've had my wife tell me, well, it's because you never asked me. Well, how come you didn't tell me? Well, we're busy just raising kids and paying bills and living life. We just didn't have it. And so take time. And it doesn't take that much. It's just a little.
No.
Well, all of a sudden, you got a revelation. I didn't know that about you. Well, you never asked.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. We need to talk more.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And always be looking for ways that everyone likes to be surprised. Not for big surprises, but just look for a way to do something beyond what you would normally do. So if you go to one restaurant every time you take your wife out, or you do the same thing for your husband every time, look for something out of the ordinary, something that's out of normal practice.
So they know you were thinking.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring me here? I just thought it'd be different. Nice.
Yeah. It goes back to the text. You're just showing I'm thinking about you.
Woo.
It's just, that's a lot of what we're talking about is just saying, you know
text,
what, I'm preferring
text,
you.
Text,
say
text,
something.
Text. We might change the title of this whole program. Text often.
Yes. And one thing, way that you can show it too is here is the last point we're going to talk about is attend a marriage seminar or a retreat together.
Yes. You don't have to be in trouble marriage-wise.
No.
I remember I went to my first marriage thing at a church on the weekend, Friday night, and we're bringing the kids out, loading up the car. And my neighbor's outside, and so it's Friday night, and they say, hey, how you doing? I said, fine. I said, where are you headed? I said, we're going to church. Church, you got church on Friday night? It's a marriage seminar. Oh, man, y'all getting a divorce? No, we're not getting a divorce. Is your marriage in trouble? No, that's why we're going to a marriage seminar. We're trying to make it better. And I'll be honest, as somebody who's taught marriage seminars for 30 years, most of the time the ones that come to the marriage seminar are the ones that have their marriage together, and they're trying to make it better. Very seldom do you have somebody comes in and they're going off a cliff. No, because they're not coming. That's why they're going off a cliff. They won't come. So if you get it, keep it and keep getting better at it. So go to seminar. Go to two or three a year. It doesn't have to be your own church. Be somebody else's.
Yep.
Just show up. Download something online. Hey, honey, there's a 30-minute thing I think we'd like to watch on marriage.
Yeah.
And every time you learn something, every time you'll hear this come out of your mouth, I didn't know that. I didn't, because nobody knows everything. But you need to keep learning, and that's how you grow.
Yep. And I wanted to read something here, something I learned while, you know, attending one of these seminars. And there was this couples researcher there, and he had all these statistics about everything. And he said every day, verbally and non-verbally, couples are giving bids to connect with each other emotionally. And he said that a bid can just be a look, an affectionate touch, a question, or anything that might open the door to build a connection. And he said that a happy couple can make as many as over 100 bids for emotional connection just over the course of a meal.
Good nah.
And what he said is how we respond to this bid for connection is a huge factor in success. It says that those that were divorced ignored their spouse's bids 82% of the time.
Oh, my goodness.
So when your spouse is reaching out, just trying to touch you on the back, trying to give you a word of encouragement, what happens is if we don't practice some of these tips we went over, walking in forgiveness.
Yeah.
Caring and preferring them over ourselves. If we're not doing that, then what we do is we hold those things, and when our spouse is reaching out, we're ignoring that bid for connection because we're still holding on to something maybe they've done or something they've said.
Huge.
And then he says here that what we should do is whenever our spouse reaches out for emotional connection, we should turn towards them. And that means reacting in a positive way, and that's what healthy relationships do. The other options are to turn away or to turn against. But we need to practice turning towards. So when
turn your TV off, guys.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. So whenever your spouse is reaching out, it may not seem to you like they're reaching out, but they're reaching out to you in the way
huge.
They know how.
That's huge.
And sometimes if you've been in a fight or you've been in a rut and they don't know how to rebuild this fire, they don't know. So they're just trying anything.
Trying to avoid, so it doesn't get worse.
Absolutely. So they may ask you a question about your job and you may not recognize that that's them actually reaching out, just trying to build a connection. You might, if you're thinking the wrong way, you might be thinking, oh, they don't think I do enough.
Yeah, I know.
They must think
there
I'm in
is,
trouble.
Guys. There it is.
And so what you're doing is now you're turning away or turning against this bid for emotional connection of, hey, I just want to connect with you right now. I just want to talk with you, see how you're doing. And so we need to practice recognizing when our spouse is just trying to reach out with us. And then also make sure that we're intentional about reaching out to them for those emotional connections all the time.
It's sitting an island, guys. We don't live by ourselves.
God never intended
that.
Yeah.
God, I'll go back to Genesis 2. God said, it is not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, if that's true, how do I do that? All these things Josh has shared right here, like, well, you know how to connect. I don't know what that means. Well, you're going to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to learn.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be marriage-less.
Yes.
And I don't know how many family members I've had, because I got a big family. I had one aunt married 7 times. Married the same guy every time. Not the same person, just the same type of guy. And I did her first marriage, and I said, I'm not doing your second. I'll come to the wedding, and I'll throw rice and eat some cake. You don't need to get remarried. Why? You've not grown up. You need to grow up. It's about you. It's not you finding it. It's about you being it. And then you'll attract it, you know.
Yes.
Like kind attracts like kind. So
yes.
Grow up yourself and work on yourself, not your spouse. Just work on you. And that will free up a lot of time.
Absolutely. And so we endeavored in these last 2 podcasts about building a fire in the rain to just give you some helpful tips about how you can rekindle passion in your relationship. And guys, what we went through for these 2 podcasts, that was 2 pages out of this book.
I know.
You don't find a great marriage, you build one.
It is an encyclopedia. It's loaded.
It is great. And so there's so much great resource in this, and we encourage you to go pick it up at joemcgee.com. But also, while you're there, go and make sure to look at the event. events and see where Joe's going to be because he's traveling all over.
Or somewhere all the time.
It's a busy time. And so we're excited for what God's doing in your life personally, what he's doing in your relationships.
Greatest time of history to be alive, people.
Yes. Absolutely. And we want to thank all of you that are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to share this with some of your friends. The audio version is available on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all the places you listen. And be sure to share that as well. And a special thank you to all of our partners
that make this possible.
Yes. Those of you that are praying and giving financially, allowing us to reach more and more people every single day, every single week and month and year. And we're just so thankful because we can't do it without you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Well, guys, we'll see you next time.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.